We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Phil Bender of the Sporting News. Talk some Big Ten football with him in a moment. But, Bill, before we do that, wanted your thoughts on the Browns and especially on Baker Mayfield. What's your take on, you know, we've been really disappointed on his play since his rookie year. His defenders have made a lot of excuses for him. Where are you on Baker at this point?
In the middle, where I should, where I like to be normally in most of my takes. And you know, there is a section of Brown fans that will defend his every move and really love his moxie. And there's a section of Brown fans that think he can't play in big games and those kind of things and got exposed last week against the Steelers. I'm somewhere in the middle. I think he's done a lot to bring the franchise out of the 0-16 doldrums they were in. And at the same time, you know, the next step for Cleveland as a franchise, you're a playoff team, right? They're a playoff team, in my opinion. Yes. But that doesn't mean much in a 17 field. You got to go start beating the good teams next.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And when you look at the talent that they have, they should be a playoff team. You're right. Now, making it now with seven teams is a lot easier. The talent they have, if they fall short, we're looking at Baker because ultimately he's got as much talent around him, Bill, as anybody.
Well, they've got a ton of talent around them. They've got a good offensive line, a good run game, two really good receivers. The defense has gotten a little bit better, and they are equipped to go to the wild card at minimum, in my opinion. I think no matter what happens with the Ravens and Steelers next time, you're looking at a 9-7, 10-6 team that will play in the playoffs. But again, once you get there, you graduate to the real discussion.
That's right.
Does Kansas City care about Baker Mayfield right now? Probably not. Those kind of teams. And that's where you have to grow, and it's part of the process. And, you know, for Browns fans, I think the best thing is they're in position to make the playoffs, and that's a start. And then it's like once you get there, then you start to learn that, hey, you got to start playing in these games. And like you said, that's going to fall on Baker.
Bill, so far what you've seen out of Joe Burrow in his rookie season, have you been impressed? I mean, would you, I hate to pose it as this, but like, would you rather have Burrow or Baker Mayfield right now?
I mean, right now, I'd rather have Baker Mayfield's offensive line than the Bengals' offensive line.
Enough.
I think that, you know, the Bengals got some intriguing pieces around Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow, and you know, that's an organization that's going to have to build around the biggest piece. I would say 5 years from now, if I'm projecting forward, and you guys aren't, maybe you want to hear it, maybe you don't. I'd rather have Joe Burrow. I think if he survives this initial wave where he's getting hit a ton right now and he can bring Cincinnati out of it, I like his look as a franchise quarterback for sure.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Bill Bender's with us. Bill, let's talk some college football now. It seems like and it feels like this weekend is the official start of college football for at least for us here in Ohio, because the Buckeyes will be playing this weekend. Nothing against the Bearcats who have been playing, but we're excited for the Big Ten to be back. They play Nebraska tomorrow. You've got a bunch of games this weekend, and you know other conferences are coming back as well. Does it feel to you like it is officially starting college football, or do you feel like it's already started over the last couple of weeks with the SEC coming back?
Well, I'm looking out my window here in Pickerington, Ohio, and it's a driving rain, and I'm imagining people sliding around on a football field tomorrow and all those kind of things that go with it, and it gives me chills, you know, because I'm excited that Big Ten football is happening. With Ohio State, what we're waiting on, and we'll probably see tomorrow, is that they belong in the weight class with the only two teams that I've seen to this point, you know what's coming out of my mouth next, Clemson and Alabama, that look not only national championship worthy, but playoff worthy. And we'll see if Ohio State's the third one. I'm going to assume they are. I have no idea who the fourth team can be, and I don't think that fourth team is anywhere close to the other three.
You know, it's funny, Bill. When we first started talking about the Big Ten coming back, it was like, Ohio State's got to go. Even if they go undefeated, will they make the playoff? Well, obviously, if they go undefeated, they're going to make the playoffs. I think the winner of the Big Ten, especially if it's Ohio State, even with one loss, is likely as a, you know, to make the playoffs too. What say you on that?
I think there's a little more pressure to avoid that Iowa or Purdue loss that has happened in past seasons, especially with the 8-week window where you can't have any games canceled by COVID-19, and that's going to impact every week of the season at both levels. It pretty much already has. With the Big 12 being the way it is, I think the Ohio State and the Big Ten has a little bit of wiggle room. But the thing for the Buckeyes, I mean, I get to ask this question all the time, who's going to compete with them? I don't think anybody should beat them on the field. I mean, if you ask me who the second best team is, some people might say Penn State. I'm still going to say Michigan, but I still don't think Michigan's in Ohio State's zip code.
Let me ask you about Justin Fields, the quarterback for Ohio State. How close do you put him to Trevor Lawrence?
Well, that's a tough question. I think on a college level that he proved last year that they were one drive away and maybe really one pass away from beating Clemson in the college football playoff, where Justin Fields at least matched Trevor Lawrence on the field. It was such a weird game that Trevor Lawrence kind of beat Ohio State with his legs, which you would have never thought given when you watch him throw the football around. Now, from a college standpoint, I think they're on equal footing because they both have an equal chance to win a national championship. If I'm a GM, though, there's no planet where I'm not taking Trevor Lawrence number one. I think there's a clear separation from him to Fields, to Trey Lance, to if you want to throw a Mac Jones or Kyle Trask in there, that's fine, too. This is the most open and shut case for a number one pick probably since Andrew Luck.
Bill, school us up a little bit in terms of the Buckeyes. You know, they've been – normally they'd be more on the radar now, but they're just starting to get on the radar for a lot of us and a lot of the fans. So school everybody up on in terms of some of the new guys to keep an eye on that may be replacing players that left at the end of last season.
Well, I think one name that gets mentioned a lot is Garrett Wilson. He was a freshman last year, 5-star. I think he breaks out because I keep hearing all these good things about Ohio State's receivers in general. I mean, Chris Olave, Julian Fleming, a freshman. They're pretty loaded on that side. We all know about Sean Wade, and I think he's going to even take another step as that next first-round corner for Ohio State. I don't know about you guys, but when I watch on Sunday, there's just an Ohio State cornerback on every team in the NFL, it seems like. And then Zach Harrison, somebody's going to have to fill that void left by Chase Young, obviously. He's a freshman last year. When you see him on TV, you're going to be like, wow, look at that guy. And he's going to have to play like that eventually to be that next defensive end. But, you know, Dustin knows this too. They're flush with talent at every what I judge college teams on, and they have it, and Alabama has it, Clemson has it. They have an NFL difference maker on every skill position group. And you can't say that about too many teams at the college level.
No, you can't. Running back, Trey Sermon, Master Teague, who's the bell cow there?
Well, I mean, we'll probably see both. I mean, Trey Sermon's an interesting case. Oklahoma probably wishes they had him about now because they ran into some problems at the running back position early in the season. You're always going to have that wingman for Justin Fields, and I think they'll both split it up. It'll be a little bit different than Dobbins last year, but that's fine. I mean, they'll get both of those guys will have their carries and get their yardage. And, you know, what I'm interested in tomorrow isn't so much the score. It's just kind of this long layoff. How does it affect Ohio State? Will it take a quarter to get going? Will it take two? You know, what wrinkles can Nebraska throw in to try to keep it close? And then I don't think there should be much to it.
Talking with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Bill, you mentioned before that you have Michigan as the second-best team over Penn State. Why? Why is Michigan better than Penn State?
Well, I mean, some of it's out of Penn State's control. When you lose Micah Parsons, who opted out, he was arguably the best player in college football on the defensive side. You lose Journey Brown this week, one of their best running backs. And, you know, I know we can do the whole Jim Harbaugh criticism thing, but to me, you know, people just cite the Ohio State stat and the Bull stat and the top 10 stat. Well, Michigan has a winning record against Penn State and Wisconsin with Harbaugh, and they haven't lost at home to either one of those schools under Jim Harbaugh, and they get them at home. I think tomorrow is really interesting because everything I'm reading, people are picking Minnesota. And I'm just apt to say, if Joe Milton doesn't melt down, I think Michigan will win that football game tomorrow, because there's no fans. There's no not as much pressure on the road, and I think Michigan has more talent overall.
Here's my upset special tomorrow. Tell me what you think. I think Rutgers upsets Michigan State.
That's not out of the realm of possibility, believe it or not, because you know what the cupboard looks like at Michigan State. I thought you were going to say Indiana at Penn State.
No, I don't trust that one.
Well, you know what? Indiana gets a lot of props with Tom Allen, and they should. They won 8 games, but if you look at their schedule last year, they lost 4 games to ranked teams, Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State, and Michigan. And those streaks to Ohio State and Michigan are amazing that Indiana hasn't beaten those schools since the 1980s.
We're talking with Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Bill, you mentioned Minnesota there briefly, Wisconsin you mentioned, but which of the two is the best team ultimately? Which team comes out of the West?
Man, if I say Wisconsin and they get beat by Illinois tonight, I'm going to look so dumb. But, it happened last year, and that's what I'm why I'm saying it. I think the Badgers are still the team to beat. I like their offensive line. We're going to get to see what Graham Mertz can do at quarterback. I hate to minimize the running back position by saying it's plug and play, especially when you lose Jonathan Taylor, who had back-to-back 2008 seasons. But they've got enough skill position talent to do that. And Minnesota's a good team, though. And with Tanner Morgan and Rashad Bateman, I may reevaluate this in the next 24 hours, but for now I'm going to say Wisconsin.
Bill, do you feel like there's any chance a Pac-12 team has a legitimate chance to make the playoff? Like, is it a team like Oregon? It seems like that's the favorite in the Pac-12. Do they have a chance of running the table here?
Yeah, I think Oregon does. I think USC becomes interesting, at least until the season starts, because both of those teams were fortunate in some ways to avoid the non-conference play, because Oregon probably would have taken an L against Ohio State early in the season, and USC had Alabama in the opener, and we both know what would happen there. But Oregon's interesting from the standpoint their defense is really good. Kayvon Thibodeau's a first-rounder. Got a freshman linebacker named Justin Flo that I think is going to pop right away. And they could go undefeated in the Pac-12, but we're going to have some interesting arguments at the finish line of, well, this team played this many games, and this team had this schedule. The SEC is probably going to try to stump for a second playoff spot. But based on what I watched last weekend, I think Alabama and Georgia could play 10 times, and Alabama would win 10 times.
Bill Bender, the Sporting News. Great to talk to you as always, Bill. We appreciate the time, man. We can't wait to the season gets started. We'll keep our fingers crossed that there's no cancellations. Obviously, it's been a lot so far this season, right?
Call me anytime, gentlemen. It's great to talk football games with you, and that's I enjoyed it very much. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Bill. Bender, the Sporting News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.